Okay, Tere Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Bava Kamma, and then we are up to Parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav. So Parak Zayin, Mishnah Vav continues to talk about a ganav who didn't do a kinyan geneva on the item. So we already discussed how he's going to be potter from Dal Vehei without a kinyan geneva. If he found an animal in the property of the nignav, and he was in the middle of being moshechit, he was in the middle of schlepping it out, and the animal died while it was still in the Nignav's property. So Pater, he's Pater not only from Dalavei, he's Pater from the Keren, he's Pater from the Kefel, because he didn't do a real Meshicha, because a Meshicha within the property of the original guy, of the Nigzal, is not going to be considered a Meshicha. But he could be, oh, but if he picked it up, he lifted it off the ground, or he pulled it, and he pulled it outside of the original owner's property, so then Vemes, and then it dies, Chayiv, now he's going to be Chayiv in both the Keren and the Kefel. Now, Nasan Lubachoros Benom, if the animal was still in the Nignav's property, the Nigzal's property, and he gave it to a Kohen as a Pidyon HaBen payment, Ola Bal Chov, or he paid off some other Chov that he had with it, the Shomer Chinam, or he gave it to Shomer Chinam to watch for him, L'Shoel, or to a Shoel, he lent it out to someone, L'Nosei Sachar, or he gave it to a Shomer Sachar to watch for him, L'Sochar, or he rented it out, V'Yamoshko, Mesper Shosabailim, and the guy who's getting the animal was doing Meshicha, and it dies while it's still in the Rosh Hashanah. So Pater, the guy who's stealing it, is Pater from everything, because he wasn't Kona the animal, nor was the guy who he's lending it to, renting it to, asking to watch it. Nobody made a kinyan. But if the person who got the animal, who's supposed to take the animal, picked it up, which is a real kinyan, or he did a Meshicha outside of the Rosh Hashanah, and then the animal dies, Chayiv, then the Ganav is going to have to pay both the Karen and the Kefel. The Ganav may not have done the Kinyan himself, but he asked his he asked the guy that he was lending it to or renting it to do the Kinyan on his behalf, and therefore that's his Shlichus. So there was a Kinyan done on this animal. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. So says the Mishnah a number of Dinim Mitarabanan relating to animals. In Megadim Behemadak of Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to raise small animals in Eretz Yisrael, and the assumption is the Bar Tanur points out over here that Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael Shemafsidin Asazroyim, that it's going to be a problem in terms of the Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, because they're going to ruin all of the crops. Avol Megadlin B'Surya, but you're allowed to raise small animals in Surya, because Surya is not considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael proper. This is the areas that David HaMelech conquered that are north of Eretz Yisrael. So this is a discussion in the Tanaim whether it has the status of Eretz Yisrael. So our Mishnah assumes not, at least as far as this Takana Midrabanan. Uba Midbarus of Eretz Yisrael, in the Midbarus of Eretz Yisrael, where it's not likely to have any crops there that are going to be damaged, you're allowed to raise a behemadaka. Ein Megadlin Tarnagol Yerushalayim Bnei Kachim, you're not allowed to raise chickens in Yerushalayim, because there's kachim that eat there that are eaten in Yerushalayim, and the chickens are very likely to be metame that kachim. That's a Bar Tanura. The Bar Tanur explains over here, because Sha'ochlin Sham V'Derek Tanugolim L'Nakir Ba'Ashba V'Shem Yaviyu Etzim Kesorim Menasher Tzvi Tamlis HaKachim, that the Tanugolim mess around in the Ashba, and therefore they're likely to bring, and that's something Tameh, and have it touch the Kachim, and it's going to be therefore Metameh the Kachim. V'lo Kohanim Beretz Yisrael M'nei HaTaros, Kohanim aren't allowed to raise chickens anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, forget about Yerushalayim, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, because they have to keep the integrity of the Tahara status of their Taharos. Ein Megadlin Chazirim B'Kol Makom, no one is allowed to raise pigs anywhere. The idea of being Megadlin Chazirim, the Bar Tanur explains, is Mefarish Taima B'Gemara Kishatzor Malchi Chashmonai Zal Zeh Hayu Regilim B'Kol Yom Shahayu Eilu Shebechutz Malim Lem Tamidim Leilu Shebefnim, that this is when the Malchi Chashmonai were warring with each other, so every day those who were on the outside would send over animals for a carbon tamid for those who are on the inside. And Yomechot Helem Chazir. And one day, they put a pig over the wall, and once it got to halfway down the wall, Nazi part of Bechoma, it stuck its nails into the wall, and Nizdaze Eretz Yisrael, Abameh Parsa, Abameh Parsa, and also Shah Amr Or Hamagadul Chazirim, that because this story happened with a pig, that's why they said Or Hamagadul Chazirim, and therefore in Jewish folklore, a pig continues to be the symbol of impurity and terrible things, even though there are a lot of non-kosher animals, but this really cemented the place of the pig as the worst of the non-kosher animals, so to speak. A person shouldn't raise a dog unless he keeps it tied down with a chain, because the concern is that the dog will bark at a pregnant woman, and the woman will get so scared that she's going to miscarry her fetus, so you're not allowed to have a dog that's going to cause such damage. You're not allowed to spread out nets to catch yonim, to catch doves, unless it's 30 ris away from the closest yishuv, because if it's closer than that, you might be trapping someone else's birds, and that's going to be a problem of stealing, obviously. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav, we said that if a person had not yet, if a ganav had not yet been pulled the animal out of the rishus of the nignav, and it dies on the way, you're pater from the keren and the kefel. But if you did a kinyan hagbah, then you're going to be chayiv. If you used this animal that you're stealing to pay for pidyon haben, or to pay a balchov, or to give it to a shomer chinim shol, shomer sachar, socher, and it died as they were being moshechit from the rishus bailim, so you're going to be pater because it never left the rishus bailim. But if they lifted it up, they did a kinyan hagbah on it, you're going to be chayiv because they were acting as your shaliach, so you're going to be chayiv the keren and the kefel. And then in Mishnah Zayin, we started listing various takanas rabbanot, such as not raising a behemah daka anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, although you are allowed to in Surya and in desert areas of Eretz Yisrael, not raising chickens in Yerushalayim, Kohanim not raising chickens anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, not raising pigs anywhere in the entire world, not raising any dogs unless you have them chained down properly, and not spreading nets that are going to catch doves within 30 ris of the closest yishuv. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the 8th parak of Maseches Bava Kamma.